The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Shining down, burns my feet. Now, 7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Wednesday, May 28th broadcast. Associated with me is Jennifer Horn.
Hello.
And Kenneth Q. Kessler, who's here.
What does the Q stand for?
Adult.
All right, then.
All right. Okay, so George Clooney, your former boyfriend, and his girlfriend are getting married at Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that sweet? Because it's her favorite TV show.
I didn't even think there was a real Downton Abbey.
So do you think if George... Oh, yeah. Well, there had to be, because they had to get the outside shot, but...
No, they could get that at any of 100 places in England that look like that. Come on.
Do you think that if George and I were to get married, that he would actually marry me at Gitmo, since my favorite show is 24? Wouldn't that be romantic?
Sounds like a stellar way for you.
I have a built-in crowd in case no one wants to come to the wedding.
All right, exactly. Yes, that is true. All right, so let's find out what's going on here. Ken Kessler monitoring social media, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. What's the number one issue as we go into this hour of the program with people who are listening carefully to every witty word we say?
Number one still seems to be the Pope.
Really?
His comments about a meeting with the sex abuse victims next month, and new comments about that he said celibacy is the rule, but sometimes rules change.
Aha! How about girls?
Wowie.
That sounds pretty interesting. So what are people saying?
Let's see. Ben says, this Pope is the best thing to happen to modern Christianity. He's not afraid to confront the Catholic Church's colossal mistakes and attack them head on.
Mm-hmm.
I sure am happy with this guy. He seems to get what Christianity is supposed to be about, helping people in need, honesty, and loving everybody.
Colossal mistakes. Speaking of that, the White House outed a CIA agent.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Whoops. And so in a moment, Victoria Jones, who covers the White House, is going to tell us the story, how this happened. There was a list of 6,000 people who were trying to, but the White House was trying to get them together on the Afghanistani trip, and there's an oops there, yeah. All right, so Victoria Jones is in a moment. What else have you got in terms of causal and effectal stuff there, Kenny?
As far as the Pope goes, Harry says, the Pope says zero tolerance for pedophile priests, then hand them over to the police already.
Handing them over to the police.
We haven't heard any scandals, though, lately.
No, well, have they stopped?
How many more could there be?
Plenty.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Sadly, hopefully you're not right with that.
Well, both of you are Catholics of sort, so well, what do you think?
Well, I'm just saying, I publicly, in my parish, we haven't had a scandal like this for at least, there was one when I was like in grade school, but we didn't have any scandals like this that I've heard about. So I was just wondering, since it's settled down, you know, have they moved these priests around enough? Because they didn't prosecute really anybody, but they moved them from parish to parish. So I just wonder, have things settled down? How did they control the priests that were the problem?
Mm. That's an interesting question.
And I don't know the answer. Even going to church, I don't know the answer. Obviously, it's not part of the the discussion.
Mm-hmm. All right, Kenny, one more.
Annette says, I will believe it when the church fully cooperates with law enforcement, when they turn over all evidence to law enforcement and fully cooperate with making any accused molester available for investigation by the legal system. Till then, it is all just show.
And probably another word that begins with an S. 888 888-302-3684. That's the phone connection. We have all kinds of connections here. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day, and then there is email to Jennifer@DougStephan.com, Ken@DougStephan.com, and Doug@DougStephan.com.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $3,500 in extra savings. Right now, you'll find fantastic deals on value-sized packs of Simply Lemonade, Italian Rose Fresh Salsa, Dixie Paper Plates, and more, all at members-only prices. Come into Sam's Club to get your savings book with more than $3,500 in extra savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
You know Lumber Liquidators for having the best selection of flooring at the lowest prices. And right now, you can buy one floor and get 50% off another on their thickest and best Dream Home laminates. No games, no gimmicks, just huge savings off already ridiculously low prices. Plus, get great deals on pre-finished hardwood and Morningstar bamboo. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Special financing is available. But hurry, this buy one, get one sale ends Tuesday, June 3rd.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program with Jennifer, Ken, and me entertaining Victoria Jones, who has been on and off associated with this program for a long time. She's the chief White House correspondent and a global analyst for the Washington-based talk radio news service. So, Victoria, the story here is that the White House blew the cover of the number one CIA agent in Afghanistan when the person's name showed up on a list of participants at the briefing with the president. How did one know what the, on the list of 6,000, did it say next to the name, this is what this person does? How did anybody know this person's name was associated with the CIA?
It said chief of station. And that is the title of the highest ranking CIA officer in a country. And it was a list of 16 people who were participating in a military briefing with President Obama at Bagram Air Force Base in Afghanistan. And it was sent out to a Washington Post reporter who was doing what's known as the Pool Report, which is the report for those who are traveling with the president. It was sent out by military officers to a White House press aide, and that press aide sent it out to the reporter. And it should not have been on the list. So the list should have consisted of everybody at the briefing except the CIA officer who should have been invisible.
How is it that this sort of thing happens? Is it this administration and its incompetence? Is it government, the business of government being too big in general? How does something like this, it's like we're dealing with sophomores in high school here.
Well, I think it's more like the latter. I don't think it's a question of government being too big. I don't think size has to do with it. Now, the White House has launched an investigation. White House Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough yesterday tasked the new White House counsel, Neil Eggleston, to look at, have a review at what happened, the processes, make sure something like this doesn't happen again. I suspect it's carelessness. I suspect it's somebody who wasn't thinking, didn't look at it, made a mistake. I think it's probably human error. This is different from the last time that a CIA agent was leaked. The last time a CIA agent was leaked was deliberately by the Bush administration, when Valerie Plame's name was deliberately leaked to punish her husband, diplomat Joe Wilson, for criticizing the Iraq war. This seems to be inept, but we don't know the reason yet, but it seems to be inept. I mean, this is a very high-level agent in an extremely high-risk country.
So what happens to this person? Does he automatically get sent back stateside, get another job? Is his career ruined? I mean, that's really kind of what we're talking about. He's obviously in danger, but what goes beyond
what
the danger?
What happens next?
Yeah.
Well, it's not clear, but CIA chiefs of station are usually known to senior government officials. They try to keep their names secret to avoid assassination attempts. And so that they can serve in undercover roles in other parts of the world. But this name went out to 6,000 press people. So their cover is pretty much blown as far as the press. It would be difficult for this person to get an undercover job. It would be difficult, I would think, for this person to stay in country. So we don't know what's happened to the person. The person would probably have family in Afghanistan. Whether the person stays there, we don't know. It would be, I would think, unlikely that the person would be able to stay in Afghanistan in that job.
Probably get a job at security in Walmart.
Yeah, or at a high-profile think tank.
Yeah. So now, you're not naming, and some other news people are not naming this person, even though his name is public. Why is that the case? We just don't want to underscore or make something bad worse?
Right. We don't want to make something bad worse. It could be a woman. I mean, it could be a man or a woman.
You can't tell.
We don't want to make something bad worse. Exactly.
So do you know the name?
The name was sent to me.
And so, oh, please, Victoria.
Come on, Victoria. It's just us.
Yeah,
you know.
Just us friends.
Yeah, just you and your hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of listeners.
Yeah, but we don't tell. We're good.
Yeah, we won't.
No, I know. You're discreet.
Very discreet. All right. So basically the bottom line here is that with a slip of the, not tongue necessarily, but a mistake, that in my rendering, different than yours, I think government is too big. I think that this particular group of administrators is lax, and so here we have his friend. Plus the fact, why are we still in Afghanistan? Yesterday or the day before, the announcement was made that what 9,800 troops are going to stay there after everybody keeps saying, "Oh, we're going to get them out. We're going to get them out. We got to get them out."
There's something that somebody knows that keeps those troops there, though.
What is it?
Well, what was announced? I was in the Rose Garden when the president made this announcement yesterday, is that 9,800 troops would stay in Afghanistan beyond 2014 if we're able to get a bilateral security agreement, which I think we will be able to. And then that would be halved by the end of 2015, and then by the end of 2016, it'll be down to just a regular security presence.
We've heard it all before. Victoria, thanks. A White House reporter, Victoria Jones, here on Good Day.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins, we do. DoorDevil.com.
Truth in those words. If she's bad, he can't see it. She can do no wrong. Turn his back on his best friend if he puts her down. Number one song during this week in 1966. Belong to Percy Sledge. When a man loves a woman, spend his very last dime trying to hold on to what he needs. This is a very interesting song. And it came about at a very interesting time. How many of you would give up your house for the woman that you love? Sleep out in the rain. How many of you actually know what love is?
I think Kenny does.
And
I think so.
That's a good thing. All right. It's good to be in touch with whatever that amazing feeling is that blows sometimes back and forth, around and around, up and down. And precious, holding on to precious love. Baby, baby, please don't treat me bad. All right, Presley, there you go. So this song turned out to be his biggest hit. When a Man Loves a Woman stayed at the top of the pop music charts for a couple of weeks. It was a million seller very easily for Percy. So I don't even know what happened to him. Probably not around still, you think, Kenny, or not?
Yeah, he's still around.
Is he?
Is he performing?
He is. I know he's had some health problems recently. He had some big tour last year that he had to cancel.
Really?
But all right, he's still around doing stuff.
Here's another piece of music that goes with a story. I always love to hear music.
I can't wait to see how you can link these.
Around what, Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift and Percy Sledge. Let's see.
No, I'm not linking Taylor Swift and Percy Sledge.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing musical reality.
Gotcha. I was going to say, if you could link those two, I'd give you a dollar, but never
would
mind.
Would you really?
Yeah, never mind.
You going to give me back a dollar?
Sure.
Good for
or
you.
Or just give you a dollar.
A dollar. $1, $1, $1. So Taylor Swift canceled a concert in Bangkok, Thailand, because of all the political unrest there. We have not talked much about what's going on because I don't know. I guess when I try to review in my mind what it is that you're going to be interested in and what's important to you, I don't know that I think what's going on in Thailand is particularly important. It's just another one of these countries that has unrest. The essence of this country's unrest goes deep. It's a part of where they are in the world as much as anything else. Unfortunately, she canceled her concert because the country is in turmoil. Mm-hmm. It would have been her first visit to Thailand. She's not the first artist to cancel a gig there. Eric Clapton canceled his show after the violence started taking place earlier this year in Bangkok. There have been a number of people that have been killed. Most people, again, have read about it. But I don't know what, under the circumstances, what does it do for us to have a conversation about what's going on there? What do we resolve? You know, most of the times, tell a story that has a point. And in this circumstance, you know, the point here is that the country is a mess. The economy is in the doldrums. Nobody wants to do business with anybody there because the country is being torn apart. And so they're trying to. The military is sort of taken over. There are nighttime curfews there. And so, what does that do for, again, our interest to make sure you stay away from Thailand? Taylor Swift has made the story, has told you the story.
Right.
She's not going because it's dangerous, so you ought not go either. And that's it. Maybe they straighten it out, maybe they don't. But in the meantime, a lot of other great places to visit this summer in the world. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Christie and Ron Reagan. Coming right up, what do you think of the national popular vote? So majority rules for president as well.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then
somehow my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Christie. There's a movement for an interstate national popular vote, which would get around the Electoral College to assure that majority vote wins the presidency like it does for the Senate. Good idea, or let's stick with a good old Electoral College.
But if this passes, can we go back to 2000 and have a redo there?
Hey,
no, I'm all for this. I'm all for this. I've never liked the Electoral College. I think one person, one vote, and the winner, you know, winner wins. I hope this worse.
And of course, I'm against this as a lawyer and one who tries to take a strict look at the Constitution. I think that the Electoral College was put there by our framers for a reason. We can have the direct vote in our states and our municipalities. I like the Electoral College system.
Clearly, we know de facto that candidates just shun California, Texas, New York because our votes are all red or all blue, and 10 states, especially Ohio and Florida, get all the attention, all the money, all the debate. So isn't it a good thing to engage the rest of the country?
I am with you, too, on this. I think that everyone's vote should count and should matter. And for being a native Californian, I think that by the time we get to California, it doesn't matter because it's largely been sewn up. In the primaries. But I'm not one to really want to tinker with the Electoral College.
This is your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Reagan and Ron Christie.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $5.15, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
What's going on here and there, email and Facebook and all of the social media connections and phone, 888-302-3680. Here's an email from Rita and Arlen Sheldrake. Doug, happiness is having you guys back on live with your podcasts. I especially like each of the different hours. It would be nice to have touchless. It's like a touchless car wash.
You have to pay extra for that.
Yeah, right. It'd be nice to have a touchless politics, as I also enjoy how uplifting your chat can be when there is no politics involved. You're right. Politics makes people angry. There are other things that make people angry, too. There are, you know, we all have our buttons. We all have our reasons. We all have our upsets. We all are subject to the foibles not only of our own personality, but the people that we're close to, the people that we're around. And so sometimes the essence of my hot button becomes obvious, and I don't like it either. I mean, I feel myself getting angry at myself for being angry. But I am angry about some things, and so are you. That doesn't mean that it helps to make it a better day. Here's something that you can aspire to that may make it a better day for you, or maybe this will make you angry. As the folks in the media are always trying to expose what those big bad CEOs are making that are running those companies that are making all that money. Not the companies are making all the money.
All those old rich white guys.
Old rich white guys. And among the group, media company CEOs seem to always come out as the highest paid executives in the country. There are 10 spots in a study, and 6 of them in the top pay categories are media people. Compensation experts say a variety of factors are at play here, including the gain in the media stocks on Wall Street, the intangible value of talent. Aha! I should be. How come my name isn't on this list?
Keep looking.
Right, yeah. I'm a big media mogul. Let's see here. Who's on this list? I'm looking for the... I don't really care who's on the list. Because I believe that when the company has a good year and the CEO does well, that means everybody in the company is doing well. Now, there are a lot of people who don't agree with that. A lot of people
think...
Well,
it depends on the culture there. I mean, some companies, I think that's true.
Mm-hmm.
In the companies that people want to work for, that's true. But that's not always the case.
Right. So what companies would those be? I'm looking at Disney, for example, here, Viacom, which is CBS, Time Warner, which is a horrible company, Comcast. All of these companies that we've been talking about that are merging have gone up hundreds of percentiles, in fact. Viacom went up 377% in value this past year. Can you imagine what that does to the value of stock? On the 6 media companies on the list outperformed Standard & Poor's 500 index, which grew 128% in the last 5 years. When you look at Discovery, their value is up 539%. CBS up 699%. Walt Disney up 250%. Time Warner 259%. Comcast 223% in the last few years. Mm-hmm. So is that because the people who run the company are geniuses? And everything that happens there is because of them? And if it were not for Les Moonves, CBS would be in the toilet.
Right. Well, I mean, I think that they are smart people. I think that they can steer their ship. But, I mean, they make a lot of money. Yeah. The kind of money that those people make, wowzer.
But don't they
deserve
it? Not
that they shouldn't. I mean, here's the thing. I am all about paying people what they deserve. So maybe somebody thinks that they are worth millions of dollars.
Somebody. Well, I mean, look at the value, the assets of, like, the Clippers, for example. Which is basically now a media company. These sports franchises are media companies. Their value is driven by how much money people will pay, A, for the rights to broadcast the games, and how much money people will pay to have advertising run in those broadcasts of those games. And so that's why the Sterling family, which paid, what was it, $21 million in 1981 for the Lakers, now we'll see the value of that, what I say.
Lakers.
No, the Clippers, yeah. Now, guys like Steve Ballmer are said to be among the Clippers suitors. They're everywhere. Arsenio Hall, Magic Johnson. Who hasn't said they want to buy this team? So what that does is further inflate the value.
Right.
This may be, these people, the Sterlings, may be the smartest people. How do you know?
I know, maybe they're all in it
together.
Wasn't
a setup, exactly.
Yeah.
It's a big setup. Okay, time for us to cash out. And we can create some hubbub. We'll have some floozy who looks like
a welder's mask.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll create.
Hard to find those kind of floozy.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying. Under the circumstances, this is really a pretty interesting scenario. What a soap opera. And they may have very well created it all themselves. So they could max out. She gets 50%. Who knows what the son gets? Somebody's going to push the competition for this, and bidding that could take place would push the value of the team well over $1 billion. Imagine the capital gains on that after you pay 21. It's like paying 21 cents for something and then getting $1 million back for that 20. That's basically the comparison. Buy something for 21 cents and sell it for $1 million. Where do I sign up for that gig? That's better than the CEOs of all these media companies. That's really pretty astounding. And it's all about the media. the value of any of these, or a lot of the assets, anything entertainment related, look at the value of some of these, of the games.
Mm-hmm.
The video games, the companies that make them. Marvel, the comic company. My son called me before he was going into the theater yesterday to see, what is it, X-Men?
X-Men, yep.
Yeah. I said, why are you going to see that? He said, Dad, if you open up the eaves of each of the rooms upstairs are big closets. He says, if you go to the closet in my room, look at how many Marvel comic books are on those boxes under the eaves. So, he grew up with that stuff.
Right.
Right? And so...
And it's funny, because one person tapped into what big business comic books are. Look at how many movies. I mean, every other month you're getting inundated with superhero music.
The stock in Marvel has to be through the roof. Has to be. So anyway, there's something that you can talk about during the course of the day today, and our aim is to give you things that are wonderful stories. I'm going to applaud the success of all those people who are making a good living. You can, too. The world is full of abundance. It is. You can create your own. That's the stories that we have that are created around our dreambigamerica.us website, around the entrepreneurs that we have competing with one another every week for $20,000 in monthly prizes, and the new endeavor that we will have on this program, a daily focus on these sorts of things later on in each day. It'll be hour number 6, if you want to make note of that. In a matter of speaking, making notes on things, the Malaysian airliner back in the news. And so you may remember, what was it, about a month ago, Kenny? We had Sarah.
Yes.
The girlfriend. Yeah. Her name is Sarah
Bajic, I think.
Bajic. Okay. I should remember how to pronounce her name. At any rate, she'll join us in a few minutes because there has been much ado about the release of all that satellite data in the last 24 hours, so we'll get her a spin on it in a matter of moments. Here's a spin for those of you who are looking forward to summertime. Right now, it's 49 degrees, rainy, cloudy, and foggy where I am on the farm. It ought to be maybe 15 degrees warmer than that at this time of the day. Temperature won't get much above where it is for the whole day today. It's the last week of May. So I'm not so sure that I would like to get excited about summertime because I can look out my window and see the pool. It's nice and clear.
It was almost 100 degrees here yesterday, 93.
Good for you, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Woo-ha.
Come on out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I might do that. I'm going to bring Charlotte out, I think, to have her examined, maybe do a cataract operation on her out there. Anyway, that has nothing to do with stopping your hair loss, which is where I was going with the conversation about prematurely losing your hair. It isn't so much of a problem. I mean, it is when you look at the pillow and you see the hair there, we take a shower. But when, you know, in the wintertime you wear a hat, summertime you're in the water, can't cover it up. If you don't have hair, people are going to know it. If your hair is thinning, people are going to know it. And you may become self-conscious. No need for that. Just call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment. It's proven to work on the main causes of hair thinning. That is, your pores are plugged up from using cheap shampoos and rinses like cement in those little pores. Open them up. Get the hair that's under your scalp to come back, grow again, and have that rich, wonderful, that nice full head of hair you used to have. You can get it back again. You really can. Provia works for both men and women. Safer treated hair. Colored hair doesn't make any difference. Get results by calling 800-525-8319. I know I'm motivating you to do this right now because you are thinking about summertime, and you want yourself to look your best. Provia is the way to take care of the hair problem. 800-525-8319. Mention my name, Doug Steffen. You'll get express shipping free for Provia for that new head of your hair. 800-525-8319.
How do you know the used car you're getting is good? One you can really trust? Well, start with KBB.com's most trusted car brand, backed by an extensive limited warranty. And you've got yourself a certified pre-owned Honda. So get going while the getting is good. Find the one that's right for you at HondaCertified.com. See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details. Based on 2013 Brand Image Awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for information.
I've had the hardest time finding someone who loves me for me, not my money.
I just want to find the perfect match.
Finding the right car insurance company can be daunting, especially if you've been burned in the past. Visit Geico.com to find the policy destined for you. One devoted to saving you money, making your life easier, treating you like a princess or a vegan warlock, whatever you're into. Your perfect car insurance company is out there. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Jennifer and Ken and I have with us now Sarah Bajak, who is the girlfriend of American passenger Philip Wood, who was on Flight 370. She was on with us about a month ago, sort of bringing us around to the conclusion that we all seem to agree, or at least you and I, Sarah, do, and I think people that are on the air with me as well agree that this plane never went into the ocean, that it's on the ground someplace. There are all kinds of stories. The latest from the Malaysian government, is it more nonsense? How do you read between the lines into what the government of Malaysia did yesterday in releasing the satellite data?
Well, on the one hand, it's at least a tiny, tiny step in the right direction because, you know, frankly, up until now, they've never acknowledged a single request.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, at least that's an attempt at least to appear as if they're doing something, although it really is just appearances. We had asked for the same set of information that had been utilized originally to come up with the current conclusion of the Southern Indian Ocean, which would have included all of the different log file data, as well as the comparison data from other flights, algorithms, metadata, other kinds of components, and of course none of that was released.
Yeah. The Australians have spent a couple of $100 million to pay for the efforts to find this flight. Other countries have spent a lot of money. Malaysia hasn't spent a nickel, have they? Not a dime.
Well, I haven't seen any financials per se, but based on what I have read and interviews that I've seen, I think the Australians are probably just a little under $100 million.
Really?
And the Malaysians, you know, maybe only a couple of million. But in addition to the lack of spending, Malaysia has already collected on one of its insurance policies. So it has had one of its $200 million policies pay out.
So they've made money.
Yeah, well, not necessarily making money because that's a offset to an asset loss in terms of accountants speak. Remember, I'm a business person. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the plane. And it's a prepay against some of the other liabilities that they'll have. But still, it's helped to right them financially. And, you know, they've really done nothing for the families so far. And they've really done nothing to extend the investigation forward either. I mean, to the best of our knowledge, they've taken a single path, you know, exclusively towards the Inmarsat data and all the ocean searching. They've really done very little to follow up on any of the other lead streams.
So what do you think now? Mr. Wood is gone. And in a sense, I mean, are you admitting that to yourself? Or are you figuring, are you still hopeful that you might find him and be reunited with him at some point in time? What's your attitude? I mean, your whole life seems to have been turned inside out. People are breaking into your home. People are trying to, you have had death threats. I mean, what in the heck is that all about?
Well, my home wasn't broken into, per se. Journalist of that article was being pretty loosey-goosey with his wording. My home was visited. Now, I live in China. This is not an uncommon thing that the officials will check you out. One time, I'm quite sure someone was here. There was a very clear, it was almost clear enough that they did it on purpose so that I knew they'd been here.
Mm-hmm.
And the other time, I'm not sure that they've ever entered the property because it was only my next door neighbor's housekeeper who said she saw two people coming out of my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't have any sign that anything was disrupted. So that's not the same as a break-in. You know, the government in a totalitarian regime enters into people's property all the time, and I don't view that as a threat. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I don't have anything to hide, so I don't consider that an issue. And the death threat was harassment. It didn't come out of China. It came out of Somalia, mm-hmm. and there was a bunch of harassment for a little bit more than a week. Actually, it was closing in on 2 weeks. My brother happened to be visiting me at the time. He's a homicide detective in Seattle, and he looked at some of the threats, and he's like, you know, Sarah, there's nothing in these that lead me to believe that they know who you are.
Right.
You're just
right.
some... Yeah, you're
likely
some random...
Victim. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm female that they're harassing, and there were pornographic pictures, and there was indeed a threat, but I don't think they realized who I was. So I didn't... You know, it was just harassment. So
yeah. All right. Well, I hope that things turn around. We get some more information. Sarah Vajek is the person who most commonly is spoken to about these issues.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
Tech Talk time now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program as we go back into sort of the first part of the week. Isn't yesterday felt like Monday? Monday felt like Sunday. So
yeah,
people
are
discombobulated. Shelley forgot to do his report yesterday. Yada, yada. Well,
did you charge him $5?
A late fee.
Yeah.
I did. How'd you know?
I was just making sure.
Yeah. Shelley Palmer is here with us now to talk about a cheap tablet option from T-Mobile and Walmart. Here's a combination that you may listen. Everybody wants to be mobile these days, and why not get it for 15 cents or $15 at Walmart? I don't know that that's the price. Let's find out. We'll get the information together coming up next year on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
how good
is
Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass, it was Boston.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. you'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you're looking for a cheap way to stay connected to the internet anywhere you are, head over to Walmart. The retail giant recently teamed up with T-Mobile to begin selling two inexpensive tablets that use T-Mobile's LTE service. Better yet, both tablets are eligible for T-Mobile's free data for life package, which means you'll get up to 200 megabytes of free mobile data every month. Neither tablet that Walmart carries can stack up with the best of the best, but that's not really the point. Whether you get HP's new $229 Slate 7 or Apollo's $179 Trio Axis tablet, you're getting tablet connectivity on the go without breaking the bank. If you love your device and you want to use more data than the 200 megabytes you're given, you can add extra data to your tablet's data plan at T-Mobile's normal monthly rates. That means you can tack on extra gigabytes of data for $10 a month, or choose from one of the daily, weekly, or monthly data plans that T-Mobile offers. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $3,500 in extra savings. Right now, you'll find fantastic deals on value-sized packs of Simply Lemonade, Italian Rose Fresh Salsa, Dixie Paper Plates, and more, all at members-only prices. Come into Sam's Club to get your savings book with more than $3,500 in extra savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Introducing Orbitz Rewards. It's the only way to earn and redeem rewards instantly. And the only thing better than earning and redeeming instant travel rewards? Earning and redeeming even more instant travel rewards. When you join Orbitz Rewards now, use the promo code GETHAPPY for an extra 15% off eligible hotels. Instant rewards you can pile on top of more instant rewards. That's what we call happy. Sign up now at Orbitz.com/rewards to get instant vacation gratification.
Hey, the story of Jeff Myers is prominent at DougStephan.com today. From today's show, Mr. Myers has created a bit of a stir with his video showing a dog being walked by a drone. Yes, a dog being walked by a drone. Now, there's technology gone amok. This is a clip which we have for you in the video of the day box at DougStephan.com. It's called Walking Dogs with Drones. Very clever. It was a post that was made May 13th. The dog's a golden retriever. He is seen attached to the leash, which is attached to the drone. The dog doesn't seem to be bothered one way or another as it goes down the street, being led by a drone. Although passersby in the neighborhood do some double takes, as you can imagine, but you can see that in the video at DougStephan.com. Back inside the home, the dog's position is being tracked on a map, on a computer screen that's attached to the drone. My God, where are we going with this? This is not as bad as 24 and the drones are going to blow up London. However, I just think that the idea of walking your dog, exercise for the dog, exercise for you. The drone. So check out our video of the day at DougStephan.com. And right next to that, you'll see the BuzzBox coffee box, the orange box, which invites you to get your free pound of BuzzBox coffee, the official coffee of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Things are looking up really nicely for all of you who have signed up. Thank you very much. You're going to help a lot of people, but help yourself to great coffee. BuzzBox coffee at DougStephan.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.